Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Most people look forward to retirement, but the latest numbers show a lot of us will be working well beyond retirement age.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details, Adam.
Amanda, the fastest growing age group in our entire workforce is people over 75 years old. New data from the Pew Research Center shows the amount of people working 75 and older has more than quadrupled since 1964. And when it comes to why, one expert tells CNN people are, for one, living longer, healthier lives, more people are working desk jobs, and remote work is also making it easier for our older population to keep working. But, of course, there's that dreaded money factor. Social Security does provide 90% of income, but only for more than a quarter of older adults. So, of course, the money issue is also a big factor why people are staying in the workforce longer. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah's college population is growing faster than almost any other state. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with those details. Peter?
Tim, California and Texas just couldn't compete with Utah's undergraduate enrollment rate last year, which a recent study showed was almost 7% of the state's entire population, according to a recent study from Wealth of Geeks. But on top of that, that population is continuing to grow and grow. We're second in the nation, just behind Montana, for college enrollment growth. And one of the biggest engines behind that growth is the explosion of people attending technical colleges in the state. So according to St. George News, we saw a 13.65% rise in enrollment in these technical schools. And especially for Utah Tech University, it grew by almost half since it became a full-time university. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have an update on the flooding in Highland that was originally thought to be a broken pipe on the Murdoch Canal. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
One of our manway lids experienced mechanical failure.
Dave Fox tells KSL 5 his crews on site at the time, working irrigation maintenance when this happened. He was able to go door to door to let residents know two basements were damaged, one of them a complete loss, as tens of thousands of gallons of water rushed out of the Murdoch Canal, flooding yards. And one neighbor says the street was like a river.
There were kids, you know, five-year-olds, swimming in the street, literally swimming.
Dave says had this been an actual 10-foot-wide pipe burst, damage would have been a lot worse. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Protests in support of Palestinians disrupted traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge and Golden Gate Bridge. Police and protesters also faced off outside of Tesla's factory in Northern California, where this woman says they're determined to use economic pressure to bring an end to the war in Gaza.
This Tesla factory is one of the most productive factories in the state. And so in this area, we wanted to target a big center of production and really cause an impact.
More than 140 protesters were arrested in demonstrations around the country.
New details this morning about the deaths of two Kansas mothers who went missing 2 weeks ago in Oklahoma.
This case did not end the way we had hoped. It has certainly been a tragedy for everybody involved.
Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Director Angela Spurlock says they believe both women were murdered and one of them was apparently involved in a contentious custody battle.
Local activists are hoping to derail a plan to expand a mining operation in Parley's Canyon. Spencer Shaver of Save Our Canyon says that Granite Construction plans a major expansion to its quarry.
So the existing gravel pit in Parley's Canyon has disturbed 67 acres and currently operates on about 11 acres, which is only 1.7% of the size of the proposed new Parley's Canyon quarry.
Shaver says dust from the expanded quarry would worsen air quality, threaten wildlife, and disrupt the water quality in Parley's Creek. The Utah Division of Air Quality has been considering the proposal from Granite Construction for several months, but has not given approval to the plan. Granite says its products are necessary to support the growing population.
A disease called Valley Fever is starting to show up more in southern Utah. It's a fungal disease that lives in the soil and can cause pneumonia when inhaled. U of U Assistant Professor of Epidemiology Catherine Walter says development could be a reason behind the rise.
We see construction of what was relatively undisturbed Mojave Desert landscape, and there's now rapid development there.
Walter says outdoor workers are most at risk, but some get it just from going walking on a breezy day.
First look traffic. Andy's back in the traffic center.
And we've had a clean start to the drive so far this morning, already better than yesterday. We don't have any crashes on the freeways, I-15 or I-80, 215. And they're all moving decently for this early portion of the day. Some areas might be a little wet from last night's rains, but That doesn't seem to be the case this morning of them getting any worse so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Victims of domestic violence will soon have another way to escape dangerous situations in Weber County. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
Domestic violence is cited as one of the primary reasons women and children experience homelessness by the National Network to End Domestic Violence. That's why YCC Family Crisis Center is building a new 14-unit apartment complex in Ogden to house domestic violence victims. Ian Williams, YCC's Housing Assistance Center manager, says they already have an emergency shelter, but this transitional housing will help victims with housing for up to 2 years while they figure out their next steps.
We'll be able to house about 30 to 40 more people per year, which essentially doubles the number of beds that we have on our property.
YCC hopes to have the apartments available by mid-June. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
There are new concerns about the infrastructure of the Glen Canyon Dam. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, the way it works is water flows from the dam to turn the hydropower turbines found within. Now, below that is the dam's river outlet works, originally designed to release excess water. Now, here's the issue. If Lake Powell's levels drop below a certain level, those works would be the only way to get water through the dam, and they're not exactly up to date, according to the Daily Herald. Upgrades to beef up the works are in the dam schedule, and the Utah River Council is advocating for a river-level bypass system. If nothing is done, though, then it could seriously impact power and water along the Colorado River Basin. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Caitlin Clark was the first pick in the WNBA draft, as expected.
Caitlin Clark going pro.
I dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
Also soaking it in, thousands of fans of the Indiana Fever watching from Indianapolis. One big surprise, the Las Vegas Aces selecting Caitlin Clark's Iowa teammate, Kate Martin, with the 18th pick.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there are some people upset that Clark's rookie contract will only pay her $76,000 a year.
And you say, well, yeah, she's a rookie, but by the fourth option year, still less than $100,000 a year. Now, she's going to make a lot of money on endorsements, but still. Yeah. The WNBA, speaking of that, also saw a local player picked in the top 10.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Minnesota Lynx select Alyssa Pelee.
So congratulations to Alyssa, an All-American, of course, for the Utah Utes women's team.
Way to go, Alyssa.